If you wish to be a Stoic, you must first realize what is within your power. To help others around you, you must first help yourself. Master your mind, your reactions to internal and external events, and your habits and impulses. Only then can you walk the path of the Stoic and begin your journey to self-mastery. You are what you are, and what you will be. Within you is the power to transform yourself, to learn and improve yourself daily. Through the power of Stoicism, one can reach their ultimate potential. Nothing in life is easy, and the Stoic path to greatness requires focus, attention, and mindfulness. It is a lifelong journey with the mindset to constantly improve and live according to our virtues. In the grand tapestry of existence, all of us alive today were brought here by fate. Reflect on the rarity and beauty of your own existence, the unbroken chain of events that led to you being here, now. It's a story of resilience, a testament to the strength and perseverance of those who came before us. We must always remember that life is a gift. This realization compels us to live each day with purpose, to cherish every breath, and to face our hardships not with despair, but with the determination to find the silver lining, however faint it may be. Didn't get the results you wanted? Good. More fuel for your fire. Unexpected problems arise. Good. An opportunity to test your resolve and ingenuity. When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love, Marcus Aurelius once said, capturing the essence of our fleeting yet infinitely valuable existence. Life, with all its trials and triumphs, is indeed a gift. Each day we are afforded is another chance to shape our destiny, to make our ancestors proud, and to honor the legacy we will one day leave behind. It's easy to lose sight of this amidst the trials and tribulations that invariably mark our journey. Yet it is in these moments of challenge that the true essence of Stoicism shines brightest. A Stoic isn't emotionless, in fact it's the opposite. A Stoic feels strong emotions, but he chooses to be indifferent to it and act rationally. Therefore, it's okay to be hurt, it's okay to be sad, but it's not okay to be ruled by these things. Your ruling reason must control the emotions and make the decisions. In embracing the Stoic way, we acknowledge the impermanence of life and the invaluable treasure of time. We learn to see every setback as a setup for a comeback, every loss as a lesson in disguise, and every moment as a step on the path to achieving our highest potential. It reminds us that while we cannot control the winds of fate, we can adjust our sails, navigating through life's storms with a heart full of gratitude and a spirit unbroken. Let us live our lives with the conviction that we can achieve what we set our minds to, wielding our most powerful tool, the mind, to carve a path of virtue, guided by the enduring light of Stoicism. Marcus Aurelius told himself, "Remind yourself what you've been through and what you've had the strength to endure." Too often we forget the mountains we have climbed and the rivers we have crossed, and while we overlook our battles, both big and small, we also overlook the strength we gathered to overcome them. Aurelius reminds you to think of the moments when you felt overwhelmed, when the weight of the world seemed unbearable. Yet here you are, standing and enduring. So as you face down new challenges, let these memories not weigh you down, but lift you up. For in remembering what we have endured, we find the power to face what lies ahead. Living in comfort makes a man weak, the Stoics warned. The more you dodge discomfort, the more life controls you. That's why Stoicism reminds us that real strength is carved from facing life's blows head on. Because when a man faces life's challenges, he learns and adapts. He becomes more resilient. He learns how to manage emotions better. It's like exercise for his character. The more he works through the struggles, the stronger and more capable he becomes. Just as muscles grow when they are pushed and strained, Your abilities, confidence, and mental fortitude expand when tested by life's resistance. Therefore, remember this Stoic rule: difficulties strengthen the mind as labor does the body. Seneca famously stated, "Fire tests gold, suffering tests brave men." It is in the moments of our greatest challenges that our true character is tested and shaped. Think of hardship as a sculptor's chisel. Each strike, while it may seem harsh, is artfully removing what is superfluous, revealing the masterpiece within. By adopting this perspective, we can transform our darkest moments into opportunities for personal enlightenment and strength. If you find yourself acting to impress others or avoiding action out of fear of what they might think, you have left the path. In our pursuit of validation from those around us, we often play roles that we believe will earn us admiration and respect. However, this performance leads us away from our true calling. The Stoics understood that acting to impress or cower from action out of fear of judgment makes us puppets, controlled by the ever-changing opinions of others, and thus the Stoic rule is clear. True power comes only from within, from the unwavering loyalty to your principles and dreams. The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be. If you decide to skip training because you are just not feeling it, the missed session seems like no big deal. But it's not about the session you skipped, it's about the choice you made. That choice speaks volumes. You've just decided to be someone who dodges hard work, and thus to the Stoics, the missed training is merely a symptom. The real issue is the mentality that allowed it. Because that's the person you chose to be. Someone who lets feelings dictate actions, who steps back when things get hard. You should be extremely selective with who gets your attention, because you become what you give your attention to, as said by Epictetus. In an era where boundless distractions and demands fight for a piece of our mind, this wisdom is more relevant than ever. The great thinkers of the past understood that the objects of our attention, be they people, ideas, or endeavors, inevitably influence our character. That's why you must guard your attention with the utmost care, allowing entry only to those worthy of influencing your mind. The Stoics never asked for an easy life. They sought strong character. Therefore, whatever was put before them, whether difficult or easy, or whatever they felt, be it sadness or joy, was all neutral to them. Their only concern was how they should respond to these things. This is a life philosophy that many will never understand. To always make the best possible move, regardless of what happens, to always strive for virtue, no matter the situation, to focus only on character building and view the chaos around as something that aids in this process. It is to always remember the Stoic rule that it does not matter what you bear, but how you bear it. According to the Stoics, the greatest men are characterized by their ability to deal with stress. Yet we've been taught that the moment we feel stressed, we must slow down or take time off, as if stress is something bad for us. The Stoics, however, understood that just as a gem cannot be formed without enduring the earth's immense pressure, a great man cannot be formed without enduring the pressures of life. Because greatness is not a product of ease, but of struggle and perseverance. Therefore, among the Stoic quotes, one from Seneca stands out. Just as a gem cannot be polished without friction, nor can a man be perfected without trials. The call to focus only on yourself is not a turn towards selfishness, but a return to clarity, for when your own mind is fortified, you can offer far more to the world than if you are perpetually drained. Ask yourself, right now, who benefits if you neglect your own well-being for too long? Do you find lasting fulfillment in chasing after the shifting expectations of friends, colleagues, or society at large? The Stoics would say no, urging you to redirect your gaze inward, where real strength can take root and flourish. The Stoics repeatedly call us back to the reality that the external world is never fully ours. We may participate in it, but we can never possess it. By training our attention inward, we allow the conditions for personal mastery to blossom. The secret to such mastery lies in gently redirecting our focus from the swirl of judgments and controversies that beckon from every corner, and turning it toward the steady flame of our inner life. Whether it's a challenge in the workplace or a conflict in relationships, cultivating an unwavering sense of self ensures we're led by our own wisdom, not by any passing whim. Do you notice how quickly outside influences can knock you off course when you haven't established your inner boundaries? When you devote your energy to pleasing every voice around you, you risk losing the thread of your own story, a story only you can narrate. The Stoics have long reminded us that inner tranquility stems from consistent self-awareness and disciplined thought. Marcus Aurelius insisted that outer chaos cannot invade the well-defended mind, a bastion of calm that sees life's flux without being consumed by it. Modern Stoics echo that principle, suggesting that focusing on ourselves means not just ignoring the clamor, but actively choosing to cultivate our unique gifts. By refusing to be held hostage by external approval, we empower our innate ability to adapt, grow, and transform. The question becomes, are we willing to let go of the illusions that others shape our destiny, embracing our own capacity to walk unwaveringly along our chosen path? Such a commitment to ourselves is the quiet revolution that can set us free. Have you reflected on how the Stoics view adversity as a mirror, showing us where we still have work to do within our own minds? When life delivers its tests, if we remain fixated on external factors, we forfeit the opportunity to refine our character. Instead, we can acknowledge adversity as a teacher and direct our energy to our own reactions, discovering hidden strengths. Focusing only on ourselves in these moments grants us a kind of emotional freedom, for no circumstance can rob us of our capacity to choose courage, compassion, or patience. Modern Stoic thinkers suggest that without the willingness to look inward, we risk stumbling blindly, repeating mistakes rather than learning from them. Each trial can awaken dormant virtues within us, forging resilience in the crucible of challenge. By locking our gaze on our own growth, we ensure that even pain becomes an instrument for forging the best version of ourselves. Do you welcome difficulties as catalysts that reveal your deeper capacities, or do you shy away from the lessons they carry? When you catch your mind wandering into gossip or fruitless comparisons, remember that each moment is a chance to redirect that energy toward constructive self-improvement. Have you recognized how often fear of judgment prevents you from taking steps that are true to who you are? By focusing only on yourself, you emancipate that hesitant soul, allowing it to flourish without the shackles of others' expectations. The Stoics acknowledge that our social bonds matter, but they caution us against letting those bonds shape our every move, for such influence erodes our authenticity. Seneca insisted that true companionship thrives when individuals know themselves so well that they neither lose themselves in the crowd nor isolate themselves out of fear. To walk with confidence in this life, you need the anchor of self-trust, which forms when you consistently align your actions with your deepest values. Modern Stoic teachings reinforce that commitment. If you do not trust your own vision, you risk being swept away by anyone else's. Taking a bold stand for your internal truth fosters a luminous sense of purpose that outlasts fleeting praise. Will you let fear dictate the boundaries of your life, or will you realize that your true power lies in focusing on what you alone can cultivate? Have you wondered how to transform envy into inspiration, anger into wisdom, and doubt into curiosity? The Stoics teach that these emotional states are not enemies, but signals pointing to areas where we can refine our inner lens. When we remain centered on ourselves, we gain the space to interpret these signals without self-judgment or external blame. Emotions become data, guiding us to understand our attachments, fears, and hopes. The modern Stoics remind us that by calmly studying our emotional responses, we build emotional intelligence and carve out new paths to personal evolution. Each moment of introspection can pivot our emotional states into stepping stones, bringing awareness where there was once reaction. So, in your quest for self-focus, ask, how can I reshape frustration into an opportunity to examine my assumptions or cultivate patience? Answering such questions keeps the wheel of introspection turning, guiding you ever deeper into the heart of your own resilience. Have you asked yourself why certain situations trigger stress, while others hardly faze you? The Stoics believe that it is our perception, shaped by our own inner convictions, that determines how we experience events. By honing your ability to discern which thoughts serve you, you become the architect of your emotional landscape. Modern voices in Stoicism suggest adopting daily mental hygiene to realign these perceptions with more constructive truths. Through journaling or self-dialogue, you unravel unconscious beliefs that cause turmoil and replace them with convictions that foster growth. This simple but profound shift can bring serenity amid chaos, because it teaches you to rest in your own capacity to interpret life. Marcus Aurelius would remind himself that external happenings cannot disturb the mind unless the mind permits it, a message that resonates through centuries, urging us to guard our mental gateway. Will you take up the mantle of your own mental architect, or will you leave the blueprint of your peace to chance? Have you reflected on the way the Stoics consider discipline not as a harsh regimen, but as a deliberate choice for freedom? When you choose to focus on yourself, you embark on a path of self-discipline that actually broadens your horizons instead of narrowing them. True discipline, as Seneca might say, frees you from the chaotic rule of impulse, granting you the calm to make choices aligned with your highest aims. Modern Stoics encourage setting clear boundaries and habits that safeguard your mental space, ensuring that external noise doesn't consume your precious resources. This discipline, grounded in self-awareness, becomes a compass that keeps you on course in a world brimming with distractions. Each day brings a fresh chance to refine the system that sustains your peace, ensuring that you remain the artisan of your own life. Will you treat discipline as a chain or as a guiding star, leading you to the life you truly desire? Have you ever noticed how shifting your attention from what you lack to what you already possess changes everything? The Stoics teach that gratitude is a powerful lens through which we can perceive the abundance in our lives. By focusing only on ourselves, we realize the wealth found in our own faculties, from the ability to think critically to the capacity for love and understanding. Modern Stoic minds emphasize that living with gratitude for what we can do, rather than lamenting what we can't control, is a key to lasting peace. The act of counting blessings transforms our perspective, inviting more mindful living and less reactivity. Such gratitude aligns with the Stoic principle that virtue and contentment are found in how we interpret and use our circumstances, not in the circumstances themselves. Can you pause to appreciate the hidden wonders within your daily grind and let that spark guide your next step? Have you pondered the reality that every distraction you allow into your mind draws energy away from your personal evolution? The Stoics teach that life is short and each day is an irreplaceable gift where we can refine our character or let it lie dormant. Modern Stoics caution that in an era overflowing with digital diversions, vigilant guard of your attention becomes crucial. By devoting yourself to what truly matters, learning, practicing virtue, fostering meaningful connections, you elevate your spirit. Focus only on yourself, not by ignoring others, but by acknowledging that you cannot fill another's cup if yours is empty. Each hour can be an investment in shaping your mind, purifying your intentions, and aligning your choices with your deepest values. Reflect on whether your daily schedule includes enough space to nurture the best parts of yourself, or if mindless scrolling has become a thief of your potential. Will you reclaim those hours with the fierce commitment the Stoics urge us to cultivate? Have you asked yourself if your daily conversations revolve around judgments of other people rather than reflections on your personal growth? When we spend energy dissecting others' flaws, we feed a habit that diverts us from the discipline of self-examination. The Stoics understood that critical gossip harms us more than it hurts the subject of our scrutiny, because it fosters negativity in our own heart. Epictetus would advise that we evaluate how often we speak in ways that do not serve our journey, filling our minds with noise instead of clarity. Modern Stoics remind us that our words are a reflection of our internal climate, and when our focus is on ourselves, we choose them with care. By steering conversations toward wisdom, gratitude, and constructive ideas, we cultivate an atmosphere that supports our inner peace. Ask yourself, does your day-to-day dialogue reflect the virtues you aspire to, or does it scatter your energy in fruitless chatter? Have you ever considered the subtle difference between loneliness and chosen solitude? The Stoics teach us that spending time with ourselves, deliberately and contentedly, is not isolation, but rather a courageous act of self-discovery. Modern Stoics highlight how solitude can be an incubator for insight, helping us hear the whispers of intuition that get lost in the hustle. In these quiet moments, we witness the content of our minds with an objectivity that can be transformative, shining light on old patterns and limiting beliefs. Solitude becomes a homecoming, a gentle sanctuary for renewal, where we take stock of progress and dream of new possibilities. By embracing such intervals of introspection, we learn to relish our own company and find we are never truly alone. Thus, focusing only on ourselves also means respecting the sanctity of moments with no audience but our own heart. How will you welcome solitude into your life as a sacred appointment with self-knowing? Have you ever recognized how your inner dialogue shapes the entire landscape of your day, like a subtle chord that underscores all your actions? The Stoics remind us that the words we whisper to ourselves determine whether we face challenges with strength or crumble under pressure. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the need to survey our thoughts each morning, ensuring they align with virtue and clarity. Modern Stoics suggest practicing intentional affirmations, not as empty self-congratulation, but as reminders of what we aspire to become. By centering our internal monologue on acceptance, courage, and gratitude, we set the tone for how we engage with the world. Over time, this conscious habit reshapes our neural pathways, forging resilience and reducing anxiety. Ask yourself, which words do I feed my mind at dawn, and do they reflect the resilience and wisdom I truly seek? Have you asked why the Stoics often speak of the present moment as the only stage we ever truly perform upon? They highlight that dwelling in regrets of the past or fantasies of the future robs us of the chance to shape who we are right now. Focusing exclusively on yourself means anchoring your awareness in the only reality that exists: this breath, this choice, this step. Modern Stoics advocate for mindful presence, suggesting we observe our thoughts without attachment, letting them come and go like passing clouds. By returning persistently to the present, we harness our fullest potential and reveal new pathways previously hidden by worry or nostalgia. Each present act of love, discipline, or courage reverberates far beyond the instant in which it is performed, sculpting our future and healing our past. Can you sense the power that lies in simply showing up fully to this very moment? Have you noticed how the Stoics emphasize letting go of control over outcomes while pouring genuine effort into the tasks at hand? Focusing only on yourself ensures you invest wholeheartedly in your intentions, unburdened by the results that lie beyond your influence. This approach fosters both diligence and serenity because it frees you from the chains of anxiety related to external variables. Modern Stoics call this principle detached engagement, reminding us that peace blossoms when we trust the natural order while doing our part with utmost dedication. By centering on our choices and actions, we weave a tapestry of integrity, one that cannot be undone by outcomes that pivot unexpectedly. Each day, we have the opportunity to refine this practice, remembering that success is measured by the sincerity and virtue of our effort. Will you let go of the fruit you cannot control to better tend the soil you stand upon? Have you ever witnessed how small victories can accumulate into monumental transformations when you consistently focus on incremental self-improvement? The Stoics champion daily discipline, encouraging repeated acts of intention that, over time, shape your character in ways grand or subtle. Whether it's maintaining composure during a stressful encounter or choosing patience instead of fury, each choice refines the sculpture of who you are becoming. Modern Stoics point out that no single triumph or misstep defines you, but rather the rhythm of consistent effort over a lifetime. This is why celebrating minor progress is a cornerstone of Stoic practice, as it reminds you that greatness is forged in the small moments, not just in the epic achievements. Day by day, your steady devotion to virtue and self-mastery carves out a legacy that is uniquely yours. Will you embrace these small steps with steadfast commitment, trusting that they lead to mountains unconquerable by doubt? Have you asked yourself how focusing on yourself fosters resilience in times of tragedy or loss? The Stoics remind us that everything outside our inner moral domain is temporary. Thus, we must brace ourselves for changes that inevitably come. Modern Stoics refer to this as the principle of impermanence, noting that if we anchor our identity in what fades, we will be tossed by the winds of fortune. By turning inward, we build a foundation that no external shift can uproot, allowing us to grieve, adapt, and recover without losing our essence. In heartbreak, disappointment, or unforeseen events, the self-focused mind holds firm, grounded in an understanding of its own unbreakable center. This is not detachment from love or human bonds, but a compassionate recognition that true stability must come from within. Are you prepared to develop this internal safety net so that when the storms arise, you are sheltered by your own unshakable foundation? Have you recognized that focusing on yourself requires not only mental clarity, but also physical well-being? The Stoics believed in caring for the body as part of a holistic approach to a virtuous life, noting that it is through bodily health that the mind can function with optimal clarity. Modern Stoics echo this sentiment, supporting the idea that exercise, balanced nutrition, and sufficient rest are pillars of self-respect. This care is not vanity, but a commitment to preserving and refining the vessel through which your reason and wisdom flow. When you treat your body with kindness, you demonstrate alignment between your inner resolutions and external habits. Such harmonious living fosters both health and self-trust, enabling you to fully engage in the pursuits that matter most. Can you weave a gentle reverence for your body into your daily discipline, ensuring that your mind's fortress stands on a stable foundation? Have you ever wondered how the Stoics would approach the concept of dreams and aspirations? They would likely remind us that visualizing a future, while helpful, should not overshadow the concrete actions we take now. Modern Stoics advise using visions of possibility as inspiration, but never forgetting that the power of any dream lies in the diligence we apply to our current footsteps. By focusing on yourself right here, you transform hazy desire into tangible progress. Each small act completed, each refinement of skill, serves as a bridge between you and the aspiration that once only lived in your imagination. This grounded approach does not diminish hope, but rather honors it through real-world discipline and unwavering commitment. Will you continue to let dreams float unanchored, or will you seize each day to anchor them in the fertile ground of your consistent effort? Have you questioned how the Stoics would counsel us to respond when confronted with criticism or disapproval? They would urge us to remember that others' judgments exist outside our sphere of control and thus should not disrupt our core equilibrium. By focusing on yourself, you can weigh any feedback with a calm, discerning mind, adopting what is useful and discarding the rest. Modern Stoic thought emphasizes that a strong sense of self leads to a measured reaction, one that does not lash out in anger or recoil in shame. Such an approach transforms critiques into learning opportunities rather than threats. This balanced engagement allows you to grow from constructive inputs while staying rooted in your own convictions. Will you embrace the Stoic stance of measured introspection when the world offers its unsolicited opinions? Have you ever contemplated how the Stoics would handle the temptation to multitask our lives away, scattering our attention in countless directions? They would likely advise cutting through the haze of distraction by anchoring in deliberate presence, focusing on one meaningful pursuit at a time. Modern Stoics stress how chronic distraction saps our capacity to dive deeply into any one endeavor, leaving us perpetually fragmented. By focusing on yourself, you decide consciously what to attend to, reclaiming the richness of single-minded immersion. This approach fosters mastery, cultivates calm, and preserves the integrity of your mental resources. It echoes the Stoic principle that every moment is precious, and to scatter it too thinly is to disrespect the finite nature of life. Will you continue to juggle numerous tasks at half capacity, or will you choose the Stoic path of honoring one focus at a time? Have you noticed how feeding resentment or grudges directs precious energy away from the blossoming of our own virtue? The Stoics regarded anger and vengeance as chains that keep us bound to the very people who offended us. By focusing on ourselves, we learn to break those chains and funnel our inner power into self-transformation. Modern Stoics remind us that carrying grudges is like drinking poison and expecting someone else to be harmed. Instead, letting go of these burdens frees us to invest in the goodness we can cultivate within. This does not mean accepting mistreatment, but rather responding to it through productive, forward-looking actions. Can you imagine the liberation of releasing old resentments and claiming that energy for your own growth? Have you reflected on the fact that focusing on yourself may sometimes feel lonely as you separate from the crowd's easy distractions? The Stoics acknowledge this difficulty, yet they remind us that solitude can be a crucible for authenticity. Modern Stoics declare that in those spaces of quiet, we learn to be our own companion, forging a fellowship with the deepest layers of our spirit. This inner relationship fosters independence and stability, as it no longer relies on the fleeting presence of others for validation. Over time, we learn that true belonging begins with belonging to ourselves, a reality that clarifies our connections with those we choose to welcome into our lives. Though the path may occasionally feel isolated, it is also illuminated by the steady glow of your own guiding values. Will you walk that solitary stretch, trusting it leads to a profound unity with who you are meant to be? Have you thought about how focusing on yourself includes evaluating the voices you allow to shape your thinking, from social media influences to the books and teachings you consume? The Stoics caution against letting any unexamined doctrine embed itself in your worldview. Modern Stoics echo that we must actively choose mentors and inspirations that align with virtue and clarity. When you surround yourself with constructive, enlightened perspectives, you supply your mind with nourishment that fosters growth. Conversely, ignoring your mental diet leaves you vulnerable to confusion or despair as toxic ideas take root. Adopting this vigilant approach to external influences means practicing a healthy boundary around your internal sanctuary. Will you guard this sanctuary, only permitting voices that resonate with your highest ideals? Have you recognized that completing this journey of self-focus is less a final destination and more a perpetual quest? The Stoics teach us that mastery of the self is not accomplished in a burst of enlightenment, but through the rhythm of daily dedication. Modern Stoic voices encourage an ongoing dance with improvement, one that ebbs and flows with triumphs and setbacks, yet always advances if we persist. In each new day, each fresh dawn, you find another chance to examine your thoughts, refine your habits, and renew your vows to live from your deepest convictions. This cyclical nature is a gift, reminding us that growth is ever available so long as we keep showing up with an open heart and discerning mind. As you walk forward, consider how this quest for self-knowledge and self-mastery can transform your perception of life itself. Are you willing to see the path of focusing on yourself as an unfolding story, one that you author with every breath? Have you asked yourself if you feel more at peace, more motivated, or more awake to your own potential now that you've explored these Stoic insights? Perhaps you found a spark that resonates, a call to return to your center each time distractions beckon. The Stoics, ancient and modern alike, remind us that such a shift in focus is not about shutting out the world, but about meeting it from a grounded place of inner sovereignty. Let each challenge or opportunity you face be an invitation to stand firm in who you are, trusting that this core orientation will shape how you navigate life's labyrinth. In doing so, you greet each morning with quiet determination, each night with gratitude for the lessons learned. This is the path of focusing on yourself, not as an act of isolation, but as a profound affirmation of your unique role within the greater whole. Are you ready to lean into this moment, right now, and begin anew? Have you realized that all these reflections come back to a single, timeless truth? Your mind, your choices, your life. Whether guided by Marcus Aurelius's gentle reminders or modern voices forging a fresh take on ancient principles, the wisdom remains. True mastery, true serenity, blossoms when you focus on yourself. This is not a selfish act, but the most natural step towards flourishing in a world that constantly demands your attention elsewhere. It is within this dedicated space that you regain your clarity, your resilience, and your capacity for genuine compassion. Each time you return to your inner fortress, you strengthen its walls with insight, humility, and courage. Here, you become fully alive to your own unique melody, no longer drowned out by the clamor of external demands. Are you ready at last to claim this seat of true freedom? Have you considered that, in fully embracing the essence of focusing on yourself, you grant permission for your authentic voice to emerge, unapologetic, unburdened, and vibrant? The Stoics would celebrate such emergence, for it marks the moment you claim rightful stewardship of your mind and your destiny. The modern echo of their teachings insists that amid all the data and debate of our times, the one sure and wise endeavor is the cultivation of the self. When the noise of doubt or judgment arises, return to the voice within, letting it remind you that no external wave can sink the steadfast soul. In that sense, you transcend the illusions of superficial success or hollow acceptance, grounding your life in the steady pulse of purpose. With each passing day, your resolve to stay centered deepens, forging a link in the chain of Stoic tradition passed down for centuries. Will you let this tradition flourish in your own way, stepping into each new morning with unwavering grace? Have you felt the stirring of something deep and unwavering within, as if a silent chord has been struck in your core? That chord is the Stoic invitation to become the guardian of your inner realm, to see that in focusing on yourself, you unleash a power that transforms your life from the inside out. No achievement, accolade, or external circumstance can replicate the quiet confidence of someone at peace with their own mind. The modern Stoics affirm that, even in a swiftly changing world, this ancient wisdom remains a steady compass, guiding you through the storm of uncertainties. Embrace this compass as you forge ahead, anchoring your experiences in deliberate action, thoughtful reflection, and an open heart. Let your life echo the Stoic principle of self-mastery, radiating a message of courage and compassion in every choice you make. Are you ready to stand by that chord, allowing its resonance to guide you toward new heights of understanding? Ask yourself what lessons you will carry forward from this exploration of focusing on yourself through the eyes of the Stoics. Perhaps you've discovered a fresh devotion to the daily habits of self-examination, journaling, or a renewed readiness to embrace adversity as a silent mentor. The goal is not to memorize Stoic ideals, but to weave their practicality into the fabric of your being, letting them animate each moment with intention. In doing so, you become a testament to the power of inner alignment, an example for others seeking clarity in an often turbulent world. The Stoics, old and new, watch from the halls of history, applauding each step you take toward genuine self-possession. Let your journey stand as proof that the path of self-focus is neither lonely nor narrow, but rather a radiant avenue to truth and transcendence. Are you prepared to take these final words as a spark for your own ascent, stepping forward in grace, guided by the light of your own soul?